Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
And once I was diagnosed with RA, I remembered, you know, the things that I had learned from them about pain desensitization. And so basically the notion is that you have a certain pain threshold, and by subjecting yourself to more pain, you're able to increase this threshold. So one of the ways that I applied this notion was whenever I, you know, go towards cold water and I put my hand in cold water, it's excruciating pain. It's terrible. It makes my disease act up more. It makes me flare. And it's really just like the epitome of what I can do to cause myself pain in my hand. So I learned this just by trying to swim and stuff. And instinctively, I wanted to get my hand away because it was causing more pain. And then when I was thinking about how can I increase my pain threshold, I was like, you know, ding, ding, I can use cold water. So I would go and intentionally stick my hand in ice water, you know, a couple times a week. And by doing that, I was willingly subjecting myself to more pain, which seemed counterintuitive, but I would keep it in there for 3 minutes. As soon as I take my hand out, you know, it would instantly feel better. Hmm. And so having these brief periods of this really, really intense pain, I was able to expand my base threshold of pain. And I didn't know if it would work at first. I didn't, you know, I wasn't sure. But I figured if the SEALs did it and they did cold water training and the stuff, that there must be obviously some merit in it. And within a couple weeks of doing it myself, I started to be able to tolerate my baseline pain a lot better. And now it's the point where, you know, I live in chronic pain. It's something that I deal with all the time. But because of the pain desensitization, it no longer affects me the way that it once did. So it's not preventing me in any way, shape, or form from, you know, moving on with my life like it did before. I've learned, you know, to acclimate well enough. If I meet somebody on the street, if I don't tell them I have a chronic pain disease, they normally have no idea.
So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/get-show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.